With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Trump says one of the two West Virginia National Guard members shot by an Afghan national near the White House has died. Brigadier General Leland D. Blanchard II is the interim commanding general of the D.C. National Guard, and he told a press conference yesterday the shooting only strengthens the Guard's resolve.
Make no mistake, each and every one of these soldiers and airmen will meet and exceed the expectation that we have for them. They are, in fact, America's best.
The 29-year-old suspect in the case now facing a first-degree murder charge. He's an Afghan national who entered the U.S. in 2021 through Operation Allies Welcome. President Trump called the shooter, who had worked with the CIA in his native country, a savage monster. Retailers expect a blockbuster Black Friday with nearly 187 million Americans shopping between Thanksgiving Day and Cyber Monday. Economist Steve Moore encourages Americans to remain optimistic about the economy. He believes it holds great promise and a new generation will enter the workforce and do very well.
Today, there are so many opportunities for young people. We are entering this new age of technology, which is going to be just incredible how it changes our life and makes it's going to be the most bountiful period ever in the history of mankind, with robotics and artificial intelligence and all of these incredible inventions that are coming.
Retailers expecting $11.7 billion in online sales this weekend, up 8%, while in-store spending for Black Friday climbs about 4%. A new federal law passed in November will dramatically tighten rules on hemp derived THC products that could virtually wipe out a $24 billion industry. On Wall Street, the Dow closed up 289 points. This is SRN News. It is that time of year again for Living Nativities.
With the Christmas season now in full swing, churches all across the nation are preparing their Living Nativity displays. First Baptist Church of Sturgeon Bay, Wisconsin will present theirs on December 6th and 7th. In Kentucky, a mobile Living Nativity will visit locations in Owen, Gallatin, and Grant counties beginning December 5th. And in Indiana, the Southern Wells Community Church will present their interactive Nativity on December 7th. Michael Harrington reporting.
A water company in New Jersey has teamed up with a number of churches and food banks to distribute goods to poor people across the state. New Jersey American Water has donated $25,000 to 10 food banks and held food drives at each of its operating centers. They garnered more than 1,000 pounds of food in donations from employees and company partners for distribution as well. This is SRN News. Correspondent Karen Chamis reports Pope Leo visited and prayed at the site where the Nicene Creed was established.
Pope Leo XIV has marked a significant moment in his first foreign trip to Turkey by visiting the site of the historic Council of Nicaea. This council, held 1,700 years ago, established the Nicene Creed, a statement of faith recited by millions of Christians today.
We look forward to the resurrection.
On Friday, Leo prayed with Ecumenical Patriarch Bartholomew and other Christian leaders at the site in Iznik. The visit emphasizes Christian unity and peace. His trip includes meetings with Turkish leaders and visits to significant religious sites, promoting dialogue among different faiths. I'm Karen Chamas.
Mobile shopping expected to hit new highs this Black Friday, with AI-powered deal searches fueling even faster online purchases. More on these stories at srnnews.com.